is a very comprehensive, statistically valid study that's done every 4 years by the National Feeding America Network, which used to be America's Second Harvest Network. But it's a little bit different than, say, the USDA report, which measures food insecurity, in that it is really a study of who the people are we serve, what their makeup is, what got them into the situation they're in, and also what the charitable response is. Because as a food bank network, all the food banks work through charitable partners, such as food pantries and soup kitchens and so forth. So a lot of the questions were directed to them to find out what they know about the people they serve.
And what did they find out about hunger in Tampa Bay and around the country?
Well, the most striking thing is that, and it's probably not a surprise to everybody, but of course the need is increasing. The majority of the agency partners that were involved in the interview stated, of course, that the need is going up. We know that. Here at the food bank, we've seen an increase in need of about 20%. We've been able to cover about half that gap with the amount of food that we've been able to procure for our agency partners. The study indicated that 37% of the households, members of the households we serve, are children under the age of 18, which is like, what, 4 and 10 or somewhere around there. 7% were elderly. We also found out that a lot of folks had to make some very serious choices about food and other essentials, such as choosing between their utilities and paying for fuel, food, and food. 39% of the clients, for example, had to choose between paying for rent or their mortgage during some time, their rent and mortgage and food sometime during the year. So, you know, it really, the whole study points out the severity of the problem and the scope of the problem.
What about demographic issues? Did you find differences between different demographic groups?
You know, it's funny. The report here locally very much mirrored what was came out in the national report, and it's pretty even across the board. For example, 40% of the individuals that are served by America's Second Harvest of Tampa Bay are white. 40% are African American. I think another, find the number here, another, I believe, 20% are Hispanic. And this is almost exact to what was concluded nationally.
Earlier, you mentioned the USDA Food Security Study. Mm-hmm. What were the findings of that study?
That study actually measured food insecurity for the year 2008. It showed that 14.6% of U.S. households were food insecure sometime during the year. And so really measured who was hungry in America. You know, that was 2008. Here in West Central Florida, our food bank covers 10 counties in West Central Florida, going as far north as Citrus, Sumter, out east to Polk, and then all down to Manatee. But anyway, in that 14-county area, the food insecurity rate is closer to 11%. However, keep in mind that report from the USDA came out in 2008, and of course, unemployment since that time has really increased. Last year in Florida, it increased over 4%, and it's back in December, it hit the highest rate since 1975. We're at 12%, almost 12% unemployment right now, was 11.8%. So doing a little simple arithmetic, I think it's obvious that the food insecurity rate here in West Central Florida has certainly gotten worse. And again, we see that in what we are hearing from our agencies and the demands for food that come through this particular food bank.
What's the most striking thing that you found in this study?
I myself, personally, I think it goes back to the number of children under the age of 18. We participated in this study ourselves here 8 years ago, and at the time it was 25% of the people we helped were children under the age of 18, and now it's 37%. So, you know, I think that kind of says that there's a lot of folks out there that really are caught up in this that don't have a way out because they obviously are not in a situation where they can earn money on their own. They're relying on others, and so that in itself is probably the most significant thing that popped out of this.
We're speaking with Mark Sutherland, Resource Development Director with America's Second Harvest of Tampa Bay. Mark, what are some things that people can do if they want to help alleviate hunger in the community?
Well, you know, first of all, I got to mention that your listeners help almost every day. All of your shows and so forth, you invite your listeners to bring food, donate food for the food bank, and we get that from your station periodically. But we're always looking for food. Any kind of packaged food that has been unopened. We take perishable, non-perishable. Of course, there's money that's needed, And volunteers, we have a lot of volunteer opportunities, so we encourage people to contact us regarding that. And then, you know, there are advocacy issues. It doesn't take a lot of research to find out that there's ways that you can actually implore the government to do more to help out there with folks that are really struggling right now.